الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى في وسط توفيق to say the truth, and we ask Allah to increase all our knowledge based to Al-Quran and Sunnah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we offer a question yesterday and we're going to answer this question, inshaAllah ta'ala. We see what's going to happen, inshaAllah. I have a question here. We receive it in a website, in our website. And inshaAllah, we try to answer this, inshaAllah. And we're going through the topic of inheritance again, inshaAllah.
Salaamu alaykum, Sheikh Mustafa. My family back home used to live with my grandmother in an apartment. They took care of my grandmother until she passed away. When she was alive, she made a verda wasiya to my father that the apartment belongs to him, and all his four sisters were aware of that. My grandmother, rahimallah, passed away and left the apartment and some jewelry. My father later moved to a bigger house and decided to sell the apartment. Now, according to the inheritance rules in Sharia, is he supposed to split the money of the sold apartment with his sisters? If yes, how much will each one receive? He has four sisters. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Barakallahu feek. Sallallahu Rasulillah, inshallah. Remember when we spoke in the beginning of our classes about the inheritance? Al-wasiyya wajiba. Wasiyya, it is obligation for every Muslim male and female who had a property to write his wasiyya. Bequest, written well, name it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يحل لمؤمن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن يبيت ليلتين إلا ووصيته عند رأسه. There is no any permission for any Muslim who believe Allah and the hereafter to sleep a two single night without a written wasiyya on his head or over his head. So al-wasiyya wajiba, especially those who have property and assets. We have to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala in that. So according to our example here, the grandmother, the brother who sent this question, said his grandmother, she was sick and she was served by four sisters of his father. That means four aunts. Four sisters, they serve the grandmother until she passed away. But the problem is, his grandmother, before she passed away, she made a wasiyya, a written will to the father, to his father, to take the apartment which she lived, she used to live. So he has that, and the one, and his grandmother, she wrote the wasiyya. We have to understand again, and we repeat it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا وصية لوارث. There is no wasiyya, no written will, no bequest for anyone who deserves inheritance. Nobody allowed to give during his life any percentage of the inheritance. No wasiyya, la wasiyya, la wasiyya liwarith. Warith mean the one of the family members who deserve inheritance. You cannot give him during your life al-irth. Inheritance mean someone passed away and he left the property. That is called inheritance. The meaning, the word of inheritance, we figure it right away that the person, he passed away, male or female. But anyone to distribute his property to his children or his mother during his life, no wasiyya, not allowed to do that. So that's number one. So the grandmother, she made a mistake to give a wasiyya. So what we should do as a children, anyone who made any written will, and after he die or she die, when we open the written will or the bequest, and we found something against our Sharia, this wasiyya must be changed. Otherwise, the owner of this written will, or the owner, the one who passed away, he will receive a punishment in his grave. So for us as a Muslim community, if my father, he passed away, my mother, my wife, she passed away, and they wrote something against the Sharia, it's, I have received from 2 years ago, when one of the brothers came to me and he told me, we are 4 sons, and your father, he has 2 buildings in Astoria. So what did he do? He made a written will during his life, to give only the 2 buildings for 3 of his sons, and exclude the bigger one, the oldest, the older one. He excluded him, and he passed away. And the 3 brothers, they fighting together, said, this is us. My father, he recommended not to give it to the elder brother. The big, why the elder brother? Because they have like conflict, they have problem between the oldest son, all right, and his father. Therefore, he punished him. He told him, I curse you, and so and so, and you never gonna take a penny from me. Cannot do. If he passed away and he left a certain written will like that, it must be corrected, because the older one, if he believes Allah and the Messenger of Allah and the hereafter, he's a Muslim. Even if he's disobedient for his parents, he must take his share. We have a separate case that he is undutiful to his parents. That's something Allah will punish him, but you cannot exclude him from the written will or the bequest. Got it about that? Now, come back to the question again. The mother, she wrote the apartment only for her son. And the son, the father of this brother who sent the question to me, he passed away. Now, he say, his sister, now it's affected them. How come actually we serve the mother, we are working here and being long time, we treated our mother and she wrote the apartment for our son. We have to understand, any property, any bank account, anything, jewelry, anything, must distribute it to all children. So the case is very simple. Father, he will take 2 shares, and he has 4 sisters. 2 shares for the father, and 4 sisters, that means 6 shares. When the apartment will be sold, we have to split or divide the amount, the sold price or the sale price for the apartment to 6 shares. The male takes twice than the female. So the male, he has 2 shares. And each one of the sisters, she has 1 share. That's mean 4 shares. 4 plus 2 is 6 shares. And 6 shares, the apartment, for example, we sold it by $60,000. We split it. Everyone will take $10,000 from the females, the sisters, and the father will take $20,000. Clear, my brother?
No.
We cannot give the apartment to the father only and exclude the 4 sisters. Even if the grandmother, even if your father, he left written will or bequest, must be changed, must be corrected automatically. Clear, my brother? Do you have any problem with this? Right. Second question. And alhamdulillah, my beloved brother here, Iqbal, he came because he's the one, he sent a beautiful question for me. Wonderful coaching. I really like it. And I need every one of you to do the same thing. I need you to go and think and concentrate and say, tomorrow we're going to Sheikh Mustafa, we give him a big coaching. That's what we need. All of us will need to learn, inshallah ta'ala. The brother here, he sent a question for me, asking me this question, and I postponed it until we open the class of the inheritance again. He says, married man passes away and leaves the following family member that live at his home. Someone passed away and he left the members. What the who he left who? Number one. I need you, because this is very important questions. Because most of us, the brother who doesn't see, if you can move here, this is a ilm, you need to take care about it, inshallah ta'ala. The man, he passed away, and he left a wife. And he left the mother. Got it? And then after that he left unmarried brother. We don't care he's unmarried or single. So we're going to write down brother. Well, I don't care he is actually, that doesn't make any distinctions if he's married or not married. So we said what? One brother. One brother. Okay, one brother. And he left divorced sister. I don't care also she's divorced or married or nothing. We left sister. One sister. Now, he said nephew, divorced sister is son, zero. Niece, divorced sister is daughter, zero. Grandmother, mother, mom lives at another house, zero. Married uncle, mother's side, zero. Married uncle, father's side, zero. Married aunt, mother's side, zero. Married aunt, father's side, zero. So that is the members we should distribute the inheritance amongst. Wife, mother, one brother, and one sister. And we want to see if the mother and if the brother and sister, they gonna also got some percentage of inheritance or not. That's a question also. But this is actually, to be honest with you, the case which the brother, he gave it to me. Remember, we talking about Al-Kalala. Al-Kalala again, the description of Al-Kalala which Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Nisa. If someone passed away, or one passed away, male or female, passed away, and he left no son, no father. Somebody passed away, and he has no son, or daughter, nothing. Somebody married, possible for our case, married, he never had children. And he passed away. And in the meantime, also when he passed away, his father passed away in his life. But he left a mother, a wife, a mother, and one brother, and one sister. That's our cases here. To be honest with you, if you remember actually, if we speak about Al-Kalala, again, in ayah number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if someone passed away, and he had no ascending, no descending, that's mean, descending, it's mean no son and grandson. Ascending, no father and grandfather. And he left nothing, nobody. So, no children here, remember. How much is a wife, if you refresh your mind? I need to ask you in order to get the information. How much the wife she will have according to our study? And if you don't, please open our website and go for the classes. We give a more than 10 classes for inheritance. It's very interesting because all of us are dealing with money. If the child, if the husband passed away and he left a wife, ayah number 12 of Surah An-Nisa, and no children and he left a wife, how much his wife she should have? One fourth. If he left the children, his wife she will take one eighth. But there is no children in this case here as a brother he give us. I'm not going to go and make it large in order, I don't want to confuse you. But the wife here she will take how much? One quarter. One fourth. How much his mother? Possible. We say it again. Al-Kalala mean, if someone passed away and he left a property, and he has no father and he has no child. But it's possible in Al-Kalala to have a mother. Because why father and son? Because you are connected to your father direct. Full. Your name carries the name of your father. Your son carry the name of your name. Therefore, we're talking about a special case here called Al-Kalala. Now, so no son, no father here. But mother, it's possible that the mother she could live. How much you give in the mother according to a week ago when we study Al-Kalala law. We're talking here about the full brothers and sisters. Remember this. We're talking about the full brother and sister, meaning any brother and sister who came from the parents, from the father and the mother, full brother and sister, or the children who came from your father's side, your brother and sister who came from, this is full also. But we have a different case if you speak about the children who came from your mother. This is a different case. They have a different low percentage. Now, the mother here, actually, if you remember here, how much we give it to the mother? To make it easy for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in ayah number 11, Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, ayah number 11, Allah He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد. And his parents, they will have 1/6 of what he left from the property and assets. 1/6 if he has a child. Do we have any children here? We don't have any children. What about if? فإن لم يكن له ولد ووارثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث. And if he has no children and his parents got the inheritance from him, Allah mentioned only about the mother, she will take 1/3. 1/3. And automatically we give the father, say Allah did not mention the father, but he mentioned the mother, she will take 1/3. Now, but we have a little problem here. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ. But if this man who passed away, and he has a brothers and sister, his mother instead, she will take 1/3. If the man or the woman she passed away, they have no children, we agree mother will take 1/3 and father 1/3. If he had a brother and sister, his mother, she will take 1/6. The mother will take here 1/6. Because he has a brother and sister. If there is no brother and sister, his mother, she will jump to 1/3. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? That is actually very important. But we have one quora for the wife, 1/6 for the mother. Who's going to take the rest? Shall we give it to the brothers and sisters, or we give it to the mother? That's a question we need to ask too. Okay. We can, if his father is still alive, he is the one, he will take the rest. After you give the wife 1/4, his father will take 3/4, 0 for the brother and sister. If the father is still alive. If the mother, she's the one, because she is not like the father in relation, because you carry your name, your father. You don't carry the name of your mother. If this is the kalala, if the mother, she, in this case here, she will take the 1/6, so you still, we have to say here, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says here, in ayah number 176 of Al-Kalala again, they ask you about the legal way in the inheritance. قل, say ya Muhammad, Allah yuftikum fil kalala, Allah is the one who gives you legal action or legal command or fatwa. In imrun halak, if one, he passed away, male or female, laysa lahu walad, he has no child, وَلَهُ أُخْتْ فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. If he has only one sister, because here as again, ayah number 176, it start also to speak about the one who passed away and he has no children. So if he has one sister, his sister, she will take half. If he has two sisters, they have 2/3. Allah said that in 176, if you remember. But he has a brother here. Allah, he said in the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end of the ayah, وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً فَلِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنثَيَيْنِ. And if he has no children, and the mother only live here, and the father passed away, and he has male and female, that the rest of the money here will be divided between the brother two against one portion. If he has only brother without sister, you take the rest of the money after you give the wife one kora and mother 1/6, and the rest of the money will be given to the brother. The rest of the money. If they were more than one brother, you give them, you distribute the money amongst or to all the brother equally. If he has sister with him, the money will be distributed. Male will take what? Twice than the female. Two brother and two sisters. You give each brother, you give him two shares. That's mean four shares for the two brothers. And you have one sister, she had only one share. So we have four shares for two brothers and one share for one sister. So we have one share only. So total is five. That's wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. And that is actually what I need to end my class with you. If you're still confusing, I have a few minutes here to confuse to inshallah ta'ala to continue our classes. Again, this is the case of Al-Kalala. No father, no son, still alive. And the man, he passed away. But he left the mother. Because with mother, she should take 1/3. But because he has a brother and sister, the mother will be reduced to 1/6. Instead, 1/3. Because Allah says in the Quran, 1/3 if there is no children for his mother. And if he has a brother and sister, that means you give the rest to the brother and sisters twice. The male will take twice than the female. That is the case, inshallah ta'ala. If you're still confusing, I'm here, inshallah. I know this is difficult, but when you sit, as you have like a project in your job, and your boss or your supervisor give you a project, and you could stay and you squeeze yourself and you squeeze yourself in order to process the work in the best situation. This is the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Take these classes and sit down and have a minute inshallah ta'ala and concentrate to understand, because a lot of people, this is a fadl from Allah to Masjid Manhattan that we have some classes like this. But if you take in this case and you go and ask most of the imam, you don't find, because they don't study this. Nobody like to open this topic at all. Nobody like to open. This is very dangerous. But this is a fadl from Allah Ta'ala for us here in the masjid to study our deen. All of us, we learn. I'm a student like you. We try to remind each other, inshallah ta'ala, about our deen. That's what Allah Ta'ala a'lam, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Fadl.
Sheikh, I have a question.
No.
Father, in case of for the irrigated, for that in Africa they don't have a house, but they have a garden. Okay, so what they have to do, for them they have mango or orange, they plant. It's for the father, and he passed away. He has a daughter married in somewhere else. So how can I do this?
Just to give me actually the symbol, you told me someone died. And he left so and so, so I can answer you, because I still am confusing about your questions. Yes. Unless Abrashid, you understand his question. Did you understand Abrashid?
No, it's not clear.
Could you keep, because this is very dangerous topic.
Someone,
you have to clear it very well for me.
Okay. Someone passed away.
Are you up? Pass away. Let's we go and take it like this.
Yeah,
someone passed away. Yeah, okay. Left what?
He left a garden.
Garden.
Oh. Garden we cannot divide like the money.
So they would like to know how is garden divided, a farm divided among people. You are giving an example of names.
That's mean the father and mother.
Yeah.
The father and mother, they passed away.
Yeah, the father passed away.
Okay.
He left a garden. In the garden there are mango or orange. They plant.
Then the father left who?
Who
he left?
The one passed away.
He passed away. He left children, mother. Who did he leave?
He left,
so
family. He left a family.
Which one?
Two wives or three wives, four wives, and a different children.
to grant the children.
Is it imam? There are children.
Garden is mean garden.
Imam, if I can.
The garden اللي هو هي اللي هو هي اللي هو garden.
Yeah. حق حق فيها نباتات معنا فيها mango, orange.
Oh, gardens.
Yeah,
garden. Okay, and he left. And the father and mother, they passed away.
The father passed. The garden is belong to the father. It's not belong to the mother.
Good. So the father passed away.
Yes.
And he left his gardens. He who remain, who is still alive after the father passed away?
Can be two wives. Or
two wives. Okay. That's be beautiful. Uh-huh. Okay.
He left.
So he left the gardens. So will be for fruits, whatever is.
Exactly.
Okay. He left. Two wives or how many wives?
Or four.
Four wives?
Yeah.
Four wives.
Mm-hmm. And different children. How many? 10 children.
Male. 10 children. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. What is this 10 children? All of them male or male and female?
Three,
mix?
Three female and seven.
MashaAllah.
Three female
and seven male.
And what?
And seven.